You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So why would you break down and go to a mall?
Oh my gosh, I was talking to Nick Nack yesterday. I was like, I don't think we've been to a mall in like 2 years. But yeah, you know, you were talking about, you want to talk about death here in a sec. We have a funeral to go to actually next week of a family member that passed away. And our kids don't really have any dress clothes right now. We're like, man, we haven't needed any sort of dress formal wear in a couple years now. So we had to go on the hunt yesterday for like kids' dress pants and like a little suit coat and shoes, some nice shoes for both the kids. And I did not realize how bad the shortages are currently until you start hitting these stores. We had to go to 5 different places yesterday to kind of piece together these items to make a complete wardrobe for the children because everywhere is out of everything. There was no pants at one store. The shoes are just non-existent at many places. They're sitting on boats out in the ocean. And it led us to go to the mall, Tom, which I won't say which mall, but it's one down by me. And I'm just really surprised that this mall is still going, actually. It was a ghost town in there. A lot of stores were closed. And the stores that we had to go into, again, empty, just empty shelves. And it was just the weirdest feeling. And you try to talk yourself kind of out of like panic mode, like, oh my God, is this going to get worse? Is this how it's going to be from here on out that we can't find shoes? And yeah, it was just really weird being in a mall, man.
This is the mall. I know which mall you're talking about. This
you
is the
know
one that
which
they just,
one.
They just did a complete refurbish a few years ago.
Quite a few years ago, yeah. And you know, it's like my first job was in this mall. And I remember the hustle and bustle and the excitement. This is where you would go and hang out. Now it's just like, it's so sad and so eerie that you're thinking they should level this place.
I mean, you say quite a few years ago, but it was like 2015, 2016. It wasn't...
For what?
They gutted it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And redid it.
They dumped a lot of money into it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
they put some big new anchor stores in there and everything. And like,
I don't know what
the Macy's is shutting down.
I don't know what to make of these shopping centers anymore.
I don't either. I really don't, man.
It's a different world now.
It really is. So that not only was it depressing that we were shopping for clothes for a funeral, it was depressing seeing, you know, like your old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Just slowly fading away, and then your brainstorm. Mm-hmm. It's like, what could they do with this property? You know, they could probably really knock it down and put up some beautiful apartments.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
You know, I was, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years ago, something like that. I took a little trip, a car trip over a weekend, and did the little circuit down in the southeastern part of Colorado because I'd never really spent any time, never been down there. And I came back and I wrote a blog post about it because I went through all of these towns, small towns, you know, anywhere from 1,000 people to 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote about how this was 5 or 6, this was pre-COVID, how everything was getting boarded up and these little towns were drying up and half of the businesses were closed.
Yeah.
And I was like you're talking about. I was trying to keep from being depressed about it. I didn't even live there. It wasn't my town or towns.
Yeah, you just feel bad for these little mom-and-pop places and the stores that are going under, you know?
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. I wonder, you know, in 10, 20 years what
the landscape's going to look like.
Yeah.
And it's,
we'll recognize,
you know, everyone's
anything.
Like, well, just do your online shopping and online. You know, that's all convenient and great and everything. But there is something to say about still going in and feeling something and trying a shoe on and not doing the you know, the sending it back, you know, and that's always a pain. And a buddy of mine just filled me in on a pizza place that we used to go to in high school that's been open since the 80s. And they're having to shut down because of labor shortages and the cost of ingredients. They say it's just not feasible to stay open anymore.
That is just heartbreaking.
That's heartbreaking, too. And it's a family-owned place since the 80s. And they're like, we got to close our doors. Can't do it anymore.
Man.
Sucks. Sucks, sucks, sucks.
Crazy world.
It is, man. It really is.
As Tears for Fear said, it's a mad world.
Good song. Good song.
Mad world. We'll be talking probably during trending about Bob Saget, who passed
absolutely.
Over the weekend.
Absolutely.
I found out over the weekend about Sidney Poitier, who some of our younger listeners are like, who's that? should do some research. The guy was a legendary actor and broke a lot of ground for minorities, in particular blacks, in the film industry. The first black man to ever win an Oscar for best actor. And I love that guy. I thought he was super cool. I have a book of his that somebody bought me as a gift. It's his like memoirs. And yeah.
They've been doing a lot of quotes out of that book I've seen.
It was a strong book, man.
Is it?
Anyway, and then, you know, I don't want to get all, this is a depressing segment, isn't it? But, you know, hey, we're just talking here.
Yeah.
Death is part of life. And over the weekend, I had one of my Facebook memories pop up. I didn't share it, but, you know, you still look at them. And it was a Facebook memory from 2010, 2011? So it was like 11, 12 years ago. And it was something that a Facebook friend, I don't know them, but a Facebook friend had sent to me, and it was kind of clever and funny. And I thought, well, I haven't seen their name on here in a long time, because a lot of times at Facebook, you're used to seeing, you know, the same name.
Yep.
So I clicked on their name. I was like, well, let's see what's going on. And the first thing I see are all these posts on their page, like, oh my God, I can't believe you've been gone 7 years and I still miss you every day. And I can't believe you've been gone 5 years. I miss you every day. And I was like, wait a minute, is this person
Seems to be.
And I did a little bit digging. I was like, oh my God, they've been gone for years and we're still Facebook friends.
Yeah.
And it made me wonder, because I can think of two other people who are Facebook friends of mine who have passed in just the last few years. And I thought, how many of my Facebook friends, because I have coming up on 5,000 on there, right?
Yep.
I'm like, how many of them are gone?
Yeah, you don't
know. A piece, it was like 2 years ago, that said by the year 2050, which seems like it's a million years from now, but you know how time passes quickly. Mm-hmm. They said by 2050, well over half the people on Facebook will be gone.
Correct. And those accounts will stay open. We're doing this. I'm having this battle because my relative that just passed away, I have his login information and I have his Facebook stuff. And my mom and I were talking about that. We're like, what do we do? Do we shut it off? I know people do like to pay tribute, like once a year when the birthday comes up, they'll still post, they'll still act like that person's here. Do you go in? Is it appropriate to go in and change their banner picture and their profile picture to one that you like better, that better represents them? You know, there's it's a conundrum on what to do when you have that information. It's like, do we shut this down or not?
I don't even know. I don't know how to counsel you on that.
Yeah, who does?
For me, it was a matter of, like, the person that I saw this weekend, I was like, well, do I now, like, unfriend them? I mean, I didn't even know them personally anyway.
Right.
And I didn't, because somehow I felt like that was disrespectful.
Yeah.
And there's no real logic to that, because, like I said, I've never met them face-to-face. We were just Facebook friends.
But you still feel bad because you're like,
I felt bad.
It's like, and you're pushing them to the side now, you know?
I can't unfriend them because that's, in a way, disrespectful to them just in the universe.
Sure is.
I was thinking, it doesn't hurt me.
You don't want to mess with that. Don't do that. You don't want to mess with that.
So I was like, it doesn't hurt me for them to still be on there.
At all.
I'm not going to be getting any new messages or anything, but it's a weird thing to think about.
It is, man.
And this circle of life that we're in, and you and your family are having to deal with this right now. And my heart goes out to you guys, because I know how difficult that is. And I have a very close friend of mine who lost a parent over the last few days. Gosh. And all the loss right now is so.
It's horrible. It's so down. I can't even tell you how down I've been the past week. But let's try to have a fun show today.
Well,
come on, man. Even though we're kicking off the trending report, I think probably with Bob Saget news. Let's do your sports stuff first, and then we'll go into Bob Saget.
Right.
We got to do that. And then we got to talk about this. We'll bring everybody up by talking about the Lego anus. How about that?
Now, that's a funny story. And an even funnier photo.
Let's turn things around with the Lego anus here in a few minutes, all right?
Fair enough.
All right.
You know, my apologies for steering us down a path that was very dark this morning.
It's not dark. It's just life. You got to talk this stuff out sometimes. I can't even tell you how many conversations I've had about death and stuff over the past week and a half.
Right.
And, you know, what you want done with your body and your last wishes, and we need to update wills. And
sure.
It's all, when somebody dies, all this stuff just whoop, boils right to the top of everybody's mind. We're like, man, we need to be prepared. You just never know. You never know.